Hi, welcome back. This is Niket Karasgi from Eternal Podcasting Principles. We are in Season 3 talking about the podcast lifecycle management. I am now in the fourth and the most critical phase of podcast, where the podcast can fade completely and lose its entire identity. We're going to talk about the phase of decline here. Every product, every service goes through the product life cycle for sure, and it's very important to manage the product life cycle. Decline is a phase no podcaster wants. We don't want to see our podcast decline. Why does decline happen? Because at the maturity stage, since we're still doing well, a lot of times we don't change the way we podcast. We're not in tune with the tastes of our listeners, and therefore they disconnect with our podcast. They don't see anything new. The process of discovery is over, and therefore the decline process starts. How do you deal with decline? It's very important to understand the reasons why the decline is happening. So I always say, go back to your listeners and ask, what is it that they find not interesting anymore? Because decline is a very, very dangerous phenomenon. You start losing your advertising revenues. Your affiliate program is no longer working. Your sponsors don't want to talk to you anymore. And therefore, decline phase is very, very critical. Here's what is recommended when anything gets into a decline stage, whether it's a product, it's a process, or it's a podcast. Go ahead and spread your podcast to a larger geographical space. Go ahead and ensure that you start connecting with markets that are growing in podcasts, because there are still a lot of emerging markets, a lot of countries where podcast boom is yet to happen. Stay focused on that. Look at your analytics. Which are those countries which are showing symptoms of growth? And then you start positioning your podcast there. And then you start creating your growth phase there for sure. You introduce your podcast there. You create a growth phase there. There is another issue pertaining to the decline phase. Because now you become champions at podcasting, you understand the podcasting market very well, that starts creating a very, very fixated paradigm towards the way we start doing podcasting. We don't change with time, and it's so critical to change with time. At the level of maturity, what happens is that the podcasts are still moving, and therefore we don't really focus on the declining statistics that are being shown by analytics. Now, here's what I would recommend. If the podcasts start getting into decline phase and you've got the other shows which are into growth stage and maturity stage, at this point in time, you can create your own website and you can port your podcasts on those websites. You create a website of your own identity. And now this website has its own SEO. This website has its own acceleration mechanism. This website now can become a source web. It's a destination for people to come in and look at your entire content, look at your all your shows. And then you may also choose to have your blogs, your videos, maybe other publications there. Maybe you have your discussion rooms there. The whole idea is to bring people onto this particular portal of yours, which is your own unique identity. And now what happens is, because people are coming there, they don't have to search for you in those millions of podcasts everywhere. This is an area where they come in, they talk to you, they engage with you, and you're able to then safely manage the decline phase, because all your shows are there, new shows are growing, people are watching, listening to those new shows, and the shows which are now into the decline stage also start getting value, they start getting life, because the shows which are active are pulling these people into these shows. That's the beauty. So what am I getting at? It's very important to anticipate the decline phase that's going to come in. Prepare yourself, change your strategy in terms of now creating your own destination portal and bring all the podcasts there, because you've established yourself as a podcasting individual in the market. You are a thought leader. You are a person who is seen as a person who's great on podcasting. And when you have this portal of yours, what you can also do is you can start generating advertising revenues on the portal. You're generating advertising revenues in the podcast. You're doing affiliate programs. You're blogging about your podcast. People are reading your blog. Your affiliate program becomes a lot more stronger. So you're able to then effectively manage your decline. And don't forget the idea of watching the emerging markets of podcasts and go there and start targeting your podcasts in those emerging markets. Now, how is that done? Very simple. One, your podcast is already there on podcast hosting portals. And while it's there, what you can also do is you can start targeting those particular countries through keywords, hashtags, and through directed social media campaigns to move into those countries for people to really, really connect with you. Audio rooms, social audio is big. And when you're in social audios, what's happening is there are people from all over the cultures, all over from different countries, different continents, who are participating in discussions in the room. They get to know you, they get onto your podcast, and suddenly your podcast also starts seeing a lot of life. But remember one thing for sure, the positive strength that exists now. Because you are an established podcaster, there is an inventory of podcasts that's available. People can remain engaged with you for hours together on your content. And the idea is to know that, and the idea is to extend this advantage that we have created for ourselves and ensure that even after the maturity phase, when you're moving into the decline phase, we are able to effectively control the decline phase. And with the existing inventory, we move into new markets, we move into new areas, new territories, we get into new listeners. And when that starts happening, at that point in time, you can effectively manage decline. If you don't change, if you don't innovate, if you don't take a new course in terms of your podcast, you got a problem. And therefore, I want to talk about one thing before I end this podcast. Repurposing your podcast can also be a great way to arrest the decline. All the podcasts and all the content that you've created can now be brought in and you can repurpose it. And how do you repurpose it? Maybe you create new seasons. Maybe you change the title of your shows. Maybe because a lot more content is coming in, the new titles is able to evolve your podcast to the next level of orbit. So when you repurpose your digital content, the repurposing of the digital content is adding a lot of life to the content. It's creating a velocity to for the podcast to really, really move very, very fast. And therefore, I would recommend repurposing as a fantastic strategy the moment you sense that your podcasts are now on a decline. How do you repurpose? Well, the same inventory of podcasts and the new seasons and the new additional content that you're building, that starts creating a new area, a new market for yourself, and that can repurpose the entire podcast show of yours. Even changing the artwork, changing the title, all that helps. But I wouldn't recommend that you change your RSS feed, because if the RSS feed changes, then again you may have a problem. All the people who are connected with you, you may just lose them. So don't try to do that at all. Experiment, go ahead, read up how you can manage these four stages. And should you need any help, please do connect with me. I'm there on LinkedIn, I'm there on Facebook, I'm there on Instagram, I'm there on Twitter, I'm there on Clubhouse, and I'm doing a lot of conversations there with different podcasters. And I'll be happy to take your questions. Remember one thing, if you're able to arrest the decline of your podcast and you're able to repurpose your podcast, you're entering again the stage of growth. And because you're entering the stage of growth, again, your monetization of podcasts is going to be phenomenal. And that's the advantage of, you know, constantly repurposing your content, bringing in new elements into it. And, you know, your people know that I have been through these earlier podcasts. This person, this podcaster is creating additional value, and therefore he's coming with a new message, a new conversation, and they're very, very receptive to it. But if you really want to start off a new concept or a theme, I would strongly suggest you start a new show. Do not create a new theme in the existing show. It might just create confusion. But your existing show can piggyback on the new show that you're creating. You can actually provide links, and you can always say, hey, you know what? You can go back to another show of mine, which is popular, which is there, and you can always pick it up and listen to those podcasts also. And that will extend the life period of the podcast and the show for sure. So this is Niket Karaski signing off from Eternal Podcasting Principles Season 3 on this podcast, where I spoke about decline. Remember, there is the introduction phase, After that comes the growth phase. After that shall come the maturity phase, and then will come the phase of decline. I want to end by saying that there is a trinity always at work: creation, sustenance, and destruction. At the decline stage, you will have to decide to choose one of them. Thank you so much. This is Niket Karasi signing off from this podcast. I will summarize the entire concept of the podcast life cycle in my next podcast. Thank you very much for engaging with me. Keep listening, and I'm sure we'll stay connected. Bye-bye.